Good morning, Pungs.
Hey, is Roy in by chance?
Roy has passed away. His sons have taken over.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm probably working with some old info here. I'm just trying to follow up here with some financing the company did with Huntington National. Is there maybe a controller or an office manager around that helps with that I could speak to?
He's not in right now. They have to be one of everything since the recession.
Yeah.
And so what would it be in regards to? I'm the secretary. I'm Roy's spouse. So.
Okay. I just wanted to follow up here. We had extended an offer here about 2 weeks ago to the business. Should have been sent in direct mail.
Oh, I think we saw that.
From Bank of Cardiff.
And
it was based off some good lending history you guys had with Huntington. And you'd been pre-approved for right around $250K for some equipment and working capital. I just kind of wanted to touch base with the business and just see how things were going and if you guys had any plans here in the near future for growth.
We're okay with that. We've worked with Huntington, and then they weren't in our area, but they are coming into our bank in January here in Fowler.
So did you guys move locations, or what happened there?
Well, they did. Huntington did. Then they changed us to First Merit. So we kind of switched over because we had to go a distance for Huntington, but we'd always done good business with Huntington.
I see.
Very happy, but when the times came, they got rid of our high-paying good guy immediately, how all the banks did, you know.
Yeah.
And nobody's got any security anymore. And so we have just kind of stuck with them because they have a lot of history of us. And when they come back into this area, right now we aren't purchasing anything. We're just working to get a little bit caught up with everything. And so I don't know if a lower rate of interest, but they gave us a pretty low rate for our line of credit.
I was going to say, was it a line of credit you guys had with them? What was do you know what the amount was they had allotted to you?
About $90,000.
Was that a revolving $90,000, or was that just like a one-time?
That's well, it was $100,000, and we paid off $10,000, and we'll be paying on it.
I see.
Yep. So we're trying not to, you know, it's good times, but not, you know, just yet. People are leaving.
Yeah, I mean, we're so close to election too, and all that. A lot of companies are just kind of playing safe right now.
Right. So we're into this going on our 46th year, so
wow.
A lot of experience with it, and we have quite a bit of equipment, and we're capable, but we cut down from five people from 14, and people weren't doing anything. The farmers were in our area, and we had some pretty good work with them last year, and then we had a county job. So we kind of really caught up.
Yeah.
And we're trying to keep it that way for at least another year till we get through this year. And so far so good, because building is beginning to really progress in our area. There's not enough housing.
That's kind of the nation trend right now. A lot of people are building. Economy's slowly starting to bounce back. Everyone's just kind of trying to just get through this election period.
So I don't know, you know, people are still, they want to do some things, but they want to see how this election's going to come out. So far, so good for us, so I appreciate it, but I doubt if the boys, because they looked at that, and I think they're going to stay right where they are.
Yeah, the place where we would maybe come in to help you guys, I mean, you guys are kind of, I would say I'm probably not looking to take too many big risky moves right now would probably be the best way to summarize it. Where we come in is if you get the opportunity for a huge discount on some equipment, or you can stock up on some cheap inventory, or you can make a quick turnaround on something. That's kind of where we would come in. We can get you funded. We can get you approved in right around 24 hours and then get you funded in about 24 hours after that. We're a little bit pricier than something like your Nationwide Bank, but the perks are you're able to get funded quicker. You can use the capital for however you like. So that might be where we do come in to take place. And it doesn't sound like something that will be happening here in the anytime in the next few months for you, but maybe down the road, we can maybe definitely help you out with, especially if you only have that one line of credit. Did you guys bank with anyone else, or have you pretty much stayed loyal there?
Just with First Merit right now. And then Huntington is definitely coming in January because they bought up that bank.
I see.
So that's when they're to be in our area. So they're pretty familiar. They had all my information. I had a wonderful loan. He was high up. And one day I called for him, and they said he's not with us anymore. And then I knew his mother very well, and she was heartbroken because
he
walked in one day and said goodbye, back up, because he was one of their higher paid. He'd been there, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't like to see things, but it's happening all over.
Yes, it is.
The hospitals are only interested in the bottom dollar.
Which is sad in an industry like that.
It is a very sad world the way things are. No security for these people whatsoever. Mm-mm. They could care less because it's the top people get the big money, and the peons, as I call them, are us. You know.
Yeah. And that's where that's where all the emphasis should be, honestly, where people like nurses and bankers and these people that are actually contributing to society are the ones that are getting shafted, which is just mind-blowing.
They are so demanding, and so are the patients. And my daughter just came in from working all night. She moved in with me after Roy passed away. And I tell you, what they used to love, they hate. I hate to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's sad. It just makes me sad, but you would not believe what they have to jump through.
Yeah, and that's kind of where we've actually been able to excel post 2008 and stuff like that, is just because we're kind of a bank here where we don't make you jump through tons of hoops and hundreds of pages of paperwork and takes months to get answers. And that's kind of where we've been able to come in and excel. So if there is an opportunity there in a situation like that, we can definitely help you out. Do you maybe have a good email just so I could shoot you that information and you can have it on file?
We have rnpung at yahoo.com.
rnpung.
P-U-N-G.
Okay.
At yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com.
And Jim will get it. Jim will get that information, and he's the president now.
Okay, Jim's the president.
He's really took over, and so they're doing okay. I think we'll be okay for this year, but you never know when it gets to. We're already in August. And that's
This year's flying.
October is when where we really start showing, you know.
Yeah.
We got such a late start in Michigan. They had so much rain. And so in May, you couldn't even get to work around here. It was too wet. We had work, but now it's been dry, so it's been going good. So,
okay. I'll shoot you that information, and and maybe just touch base here towards the end of the year.
Okay.
Just to see if there are any needs, but if anything does come up before then, my direct dial will be in that email too, so just feel free to reach out and we can help you out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate your call, and I won't, you know, at this point, I think we'll stay the way we are and see how it goes, but they just bought a lot of supplies because we have some big, big drain fields to put in, so pipe is out here, and they're going to get to work pretty fast on that. But that's only the kind of work. There's not even a lot of commercial right now, which we do commercial work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but everybody in this area, we're in central Michigan, right off about 33 miles from Lansing.
Okay.
So we work in the area of DeWitt and Grand Ledge and St.
Is there a lot of competition out there for what you guys are in?
Oh, yeah, we got some good competition. They inherited a lot of money from their dad. Their mother and dad passed away, but it was a big fight with the family, and all of them broke off, and they started another construction company, but they're in St. John's, and they don't hurt us too bad. We don't care. They can have, you know, and then several years ago, they had another son that broke away from them, and it was, I have three sons, and I told him, you don't ever get into that because I don't want my family broken up. My kids are really close. And
yeah, that's the last thing you want in that situation.
You know, I said, I'll come back to haunt you.
Yeah, I will. It'll cause more stress than anything.
Right, and it has, but, you know, but they had a good inheritance, and they got pretty big, plus they had several really good jobs in Ovid with our big millionaire company, which is across the road from them, and they are a fertilizer. And they put up a beautiful building, but that helped them tremendously, too. But so anyway, they broke off to the sand and gravel for two boys. They had five boys. Sad thing is the youngest one died after his parents. And
Jesus.
And at young age. So, you know, you can never look at anybody's life and be envious because we don't. My husband was very, very strong on not worrying about the next guy. Worry about yourself and work like you have to pay the bill and be honest so you can sleep at night. And really, that's how my sons operate. They really do. Not because they're my sons, but they really do.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was Roy's, and he said, don't change because, you know, before you do that, sell out before you think you got to get rich fast because you're not going to get rich fast in this business. You work hard. So anyway, it's working out. You know, we have to stay with that and believe it, and there's mm-hmm. a Lord up there that you're going to count for, and that's kind of how we are, you know.
Yeah.
So, but if we did anything, I'm sure that they would know, you know, what they feel they could take care of because they are responsible.
Okay, well, yeah, definitely keep us in mind there down the road for if something does come up. Like I said, we're not trying to step on any toes there, so definitely try to maintain the good relationship you've had with Huntington, and if there's something there that they may not be able to help you out with immediately.
Are you a small bank, or what are you?
We're a private business bank in San Diego, so we're small in the sense that most people don't know us, but we've been in business for over 14 years now.
Okay.
And
you got through the recession.
Yeah, we actually have excelled since the recession. So the equipment is kind of what we started out on, and then as soon as working capital programs became more popular after 2008 had hit, we started bringing those programs on as well, and it's.
Mm-hmm.
It's been very helpful for some companies, you know. They go through some rough times where...
Well, they do, in construction, even, you know, our finished carpenters for housing, they mm-hmm. can't find them anymore because all those guys took off. We had some beautiful finished carpenters around here, and they all, one went into plumbing, and they just scattered, you know. Now they're buying for them.
Well, what's crazy is a lot of these companies that we're talking to and that are working with us are, you know, I'm sure you probably have been put on like a net 30 payout structure for some of the contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they've been telling us that some of them are getting pushed back to like a net 120.
Wow.
I'm like, I don't understand how you guys are able to make it through that. It's 4 months without any cash flow, but that's where we come in, you know. We're able to give them working capital immediately, keep payroll and operations going, and, you know, it's going to cost them a little bit more, but in the grand scheme of things, it's going to get them through that time period. And
mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Right.
Especially with some of the banks now that take months just to get them an answer that usually they're not even happy with, so.
Oh, and then it goes on to the next person,
mm-hmm.
and they, you know, look at everything, and they want to see all your, so we haven't really done that through this recession because we were okay to a point, you know,
mm-hmm.
and but like I say, we'll kind of see how it goes in January with Huntington,
mm-hmm.
and see if we can, we're paying on it and every month, and we'll get there, you know, so
mm-hmm.
long as they're working hard and people keep paying their bills.
Yeah.
Through that, we lost a good amount of money through the recession, too, you know.
Yeah.
We had a lien on a piece of property, but that went, it was good intentions for everybody, but all of a sudden, it just went out, the bottom went out, you know.
Yeah.
So, I know it. It was hard. You take some heartache along with being in business, and it never was like this when Roy started out. It was, my goodness, I'd take my things to the accountant, and he'd say, my goodness, you don't even have any bad debts, you know. How do you do it? But those were the days, you know.
Yeah, they had a good run there.
Oh, yes, so enjoyed it while it lasted. But now maybe you get a little bit nervous, but then it always seems to work out. Somebody pays, and then you move on, and you can hit the payroll, and you can make the payments, so it's okay. So, but we'll keep trying. And my boys are, one of them, the oldest, is going to be 60. And
oh, wow.
They don't see, they're not kids that will retire. You know what? They're
too. Yeah.
They're, and I should say they're not kids, but to me they are. They are too used to work, and they only know work. So if they're not doing that, they're, John's building, oh, he's been in the art shows for his welding and made to
oh, wow.
top-notch. And the other one does motorcycles on the side, and so they never
They're still busy.
Yep, their wives always say, take a little time to enjoy life, but they have this year a little bit. So,
there you
so
go.
I think it's okay. But I appreciate your call very much.
Definitely. We'll stay in touch here. Like I said,
okay,
I'll maybe touch base towards the end of the year. But if anything comes up before then, feel free to reach out, okay?
I sure will. And you'll have that information with Jim then, okay?
Perfect. Right. Enjoy your week.
Well, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.